in our Father's house, much of the ministry that happens here is a result of our commitment to equipping the saints for their works of service. We don't do it. We prepare you to exercise the grace and gifting that God has given you. And we have in our household numerous people who are devoted to the grace that attends them. Chief among them are our prayer counselors. And the one who has been instrumental in establishing this long history of transformational ministry is Mary Wallace. Now, yes, praise God. Many of you don't know that she and her staff meet almost weekly to pray over those that God has sent to them for ministry. And we witness with our own eyes the results of their ability to hear the Holy Spirit and connect us who are in need with His grace. Mary is involved in a lifelong learning process and has devoted herself to numerous weeks of training over the years, practicums, and in any situation into which she goes now, her grace is recognized right away in every learning environment because she has devoted herself to the purposes of God through her. So she heads up our Healing Hearts ministry. And this morning, she's going to introduce one of those who have been submitted to that ministry for the purposes of personal transformation. Mary?
Well, good morning, everybody. Have you all been enjoying the testimonies this month? Yeah. Me too. And one of the things I want to share with you this morning is that those who have facilitated these testimonies from Celebrate Recovery and Transformational Truths Ministry started out just like the folks that have been sharing testimonies here. They didn't start out whole, healed, ministering individuals. They started out broken, just like everybody who got up here and shared. Then they progressed to hearing God's call, and then they progressed to applying themselves to it. So my heart this morning is just that you would give some applause and appreciation for these folks that have applied themselves to this process. So as Pastor Clark said, I am the head of the Healing Hearts Prayer Ministry team. I want to give you a kind of a formal description this morning, but I wrote it this way so that I wouldn't leave anything out. In this ministry, we assist individuals as they pursue spiritual and emotional health and healing. We are led by the Holy Spirit through the gifts of wisdom and insight, as well as the word of knowledge and prophetic pictures. We help individuals overcome life patterns and behaviors that hinder their growth and relationship with both God and others. We accomplish this by exploring personal history to identify wounds affecting the individual's life. Having accomplished this, we aid in encountering truth and accomplishing forgiveness toward those who have wounded them. The resulting freedom of this process fosters maturation as well as intimacy with God and others. All of that is to say that we sit with you as before the Lord, you find out what's making me act this way, and we help you through that process of healing. We work in tandem with Celebrate Recovery and Transforming Truths Prayer Ministry. After you've been involved with either one or both of those, if there are still issues that need deeper work, then Healing Hearts Prayer Ministry is your next opportunity. Our process requires a lengthy and intense commitment with a large amount of learning and personal study and reflection. So it's not a walk in the park, what we do, and it really requires a readiness and a willingness to do the work. And this morning, I have the delight to introduce someone who set her life aside, canceled educational plans, and took this journey on, head on, has applied herself, and I'm delighted to present Jen Davies this morning to share her journey.
I was desperately hungry for attention and acceptance as a child. I remember experiencing much rejection and feeling ashamed of myself for more years than I'd like to remember. Somewhere in my childhood, I believed three lies about myself that fueled subsequent behaviors. They were, I am fat, I am dumb, and I am ugly. The truth is, I was not fat, I was not dumb, nor was I ugly. I was a darling little girl full of joy, life, and enthusiasm. Sadly, I didn't believe the truth as painful experiences began to reshape my ideas and my identity. I developed an eating disorder and became severely anorexic and bulimic. I was literally starving myself to death. My academic life suffered because at the time, I didn't think I was smart enough to succeed, and so I gave up. I quite simply believed I was not good enough. This feeling of not being good enough permeated everything else in my life. Shame began to root itself in the depths of my existence. Years of rejection fueled a drive in me for performance and perfection. Once I entered college, I began to excel academically. My grades were the best they had ever been, and I graduated with honors at the top of my class. My emaciated frame drew attention from the male population, which resulted in me getting involved in a very unhealthy relationship. I didn't know it then, but I was going down a slippery slope that would result in complete destruction of my self-worth. I compromised myself and began to engage in sexual activity that furthered my pit of shame. Drinking and partying was normative during the school week, to the point I felt no shame for drinking an entire bottle of wine before going to class. This was such a cry for help, but no one seemed to notice. Why would they? I got the top grade in the class. After college, I hit the bottom of my personal pit of despair. I didn't feel smart enough to hold a prestigious position in the world, so I got a job working with a group of seasoned partiers. The desperation I felt to be truly known, loved, and accepted was too great to cope with, and I fell into partying again and engaged in compromising situations I knew better than to get involved with. And I was so ashamed of myself. After an encounter with the Lord in 2003, I began to walk a new path. I was introduced to my husband in 2005, and we married in 2006. Yet I brought all of my broken baggage to our marriage. Memories began to come back like a flood. I remember going to bed one night and began weeping at the memory of friends trying to drown me at a pool party. The rejection of neighborhood kids not wanting to hang out with me. The shame I felt being in a bathing suit publicly, the mockery of boys in class not thinking me worthy of being dateable, and then the shame of allowing myself to be sexually abused again to gain attention. These memories continued to surface for years. I stuffed them back down into the recess of my soul, hoping they'd go away, but they never did. Fast forward to 2013, and Rhema Pete entered my life. She reached out to me and befriended me. It was because of Rhema that I was able to make the phone call to Mary Wallace for help. When I began Healing Hearts last fall, I thought all of my issues were because of what other people did to me. My healing journey was not really about me, so I thought. It was about showing Mary how wretched I was because of what others had done to me. The rejection, betrayal, and abuse were their fault. I was the victim. My behaviors were justified because what they did to me was wrong, and my self-protective fortress was keeping me safe from further hurt and rejection. Of course, that mindset was quickly squashed as the center of focus became me, my responses to other people's actions, and my sinful choices that followed. Mary held up the mirror to me so that I could see me more clearly and in truth. Oh, what a broken image I saw in that mirror. After a few weeks, I told her that this process was a spiritual boot camp. I felt my entire person was being ripped to shreds. It was a painful reality to face the truth of my own sinful condition. But it was the kindness, compassion, and hope that I was given by Mary Wallace and Marie McGowan under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that began to transform me. Now, let's be honest. I hated the first few months of Healing Hearts. I really did. It was painful enough for me to see my own stuff, let alone share it with Mary and Marie. Yet every time I sat down for ministry, the Lord was present. He wrapped himself around me and gave me the courage to face the truth without fear of condemnation and judgment. I can look back now and understand with greater clarity and compassion why I acted in ways I did because of the belief system I had about myself and the unmet needs I tried to satisfy apart from God. I still contain in this broken vessel old garbage because my inner healing journey is not yet complete. As Mary said, I did not get this way overnight, and I will not get better overnight. This process takes time. Yes, time it does. And may I submit an honest look into the dark recesses of my own soul, and not only facing, but also owning up to the cold truth about my sinful condition. I was fearful to expose myself to Mary and Marie, as I feared judgment, condemnation, and more shame. Yet I was met with a warm embrace, compassionate eyes and ears, understanding hearts, and the refreshment of forgiveness. God met me and continues to meet with me in my darkest places of despair by lifting my head and giving me a new identity. I no longer fear not being enough. I am enough because I am His. And I am learning to identify with and walk in the truth of who God is, what He says, and how I am known in heaven. Because at the end of the day, the truth will surely set me free.